the incredibly exciting NBA Finals head to Cleveland tonight for Game 3. The Cleveland Cavaliers, led by prodigal son LeBron James. Oakland's Golden State Warriors, led by Stephen Curry, he of the adorable daughter. More on that in a moment. They're tied after two games in Oakland at one game apiece, and those games have been so close, both of them going into overtime. Cleveland is really just a couple missed shots from being up 2-0. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is watching all of this. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Robin.
So very, very exciting. Overtime in both games so far. Golden State goes in, one of the best teams in NBA history, at home this season, 39-2. But they did look a little vulnerable in those first two California games against Cleveland. So start with what is Cleveland doing right, and where is Golden State maybe not up to speed yet?
Well, what Cleveland is doing right, certainly no surprise, putting LeBron James on the court. Whenever a team does that, it has a chance. What the Cavs did in Game 2 was much more significant, and not just because they won. They locked into a style that really gave Golden State fits and will continue to give the Warriors fits if they don't adjust. LeBron James gave his team a new title after the game, the Grit Squad. They slowed the ball on offense. They ran the shot clock down close to the end before taking a shot. And Golden State does much better in a fast-paced, free-flowing style of game. So this affected them. And then the Cavs played physical, smothering defense. Of course, Matthew Dellavedova out of St. Mary's College, he replaced injured all-star point guard Kyrie Irving. He got most of the recognition for his hounding of Steph Curry. Whether he was the sole reason for Curry's abysmal 5-for-23 shooting or because Curry just had an off night, Delly, as he's called, played a big role.
Yeah. Well, and talk about Steph Curry, who did struggle a bit. How important is he to the team, especially when he's at the top of his game?
Critically important. I mean, he's the league most valuable player this year. When Steph's not going, really the Warriors, even though they're an incredibly deep team, they need him. They need him to be hitting his shots. They need him to be passing. And I think that's what he's going to have to do in Game 3 to open things up a little more. He forced a number of shots, and they were really kind of ugly shots, air balls clanging off the rim. He's got to pass. They've got to spread their offense out to get back to that free-flowing offense that I mentioned.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes when you get to the big games like this, there are human interest backstories that bring in people who may not even be basketball fans, maybe haven't followed the game all year. And that seems to me the case this time around. Steph Curry has that adorable daughter that he's brought to press conferences, much to the annoyance of the press. I mean, how can you ask tough questions of a player when his toddler is wearing the press room curtain for a veil? has she been seen lately?
I am distraught, Robin. I have not seen Riley. All I've seen are the big cutout faces of her in the crowd, which are hilarious at Oracle Arena in Oakland. No, Riley hasn't made an appearance yet. I think maybe the media had their way and they got to the Warriors and said, look, you know, we're on deadline. We need to ask him questions. We can't have this adorable girl crawling all over the table. But she is fun, and you know, and of course she humanizes Steph
right.
Curry, although he already is very human. He's such a small guy. He seems like the rest of us.
Well, maybe though that was the good luck charm, and he needs Riley back at the press conferences to get his game back. On the other hand, you've got LeBron James, who spurned Cleveland from Miami, then returned home. How important is this series for LeBron James and Cleveland, given that backstory?
There's no word to really explain. I mean, what can I say? Super important, super duper important, beyond important. I mean, yes, 51 years since Cleveland had a pro sports championship. And for him to come back and do this would mean so much to the city of Cleveland and so much to him. I mean, he kind of hinted at the motivation he has in this series, whether it's because Steph Curry won the Most Valuable Player Award and he, LeBron James, didn't, or because he knows what this would mean to his legacy. I mean, if he does this, if he wills this team to beat, you know, definitely a better team on paper and all through the season, the Golden State Warriors were the league's best team. If they do that, you would really have to delete arguably when you talk about LeBron James being arguably the greatest player ever. He's fully aware of legacy and he knows what this would mean.
Tom, what do you think's going to happen in the rest of the series?
Well, I will tell you this. There have been 37 times in NBA Finals history when teams have been tied 1-1. 31 times the Game 3 winner has gone on to win the championship. So tonight, will be important. What's important for Golden State is to adjust to this new style of play that Cleveland has discovered. Cleveland is pretty set. They're going to play. They're going to be the grit squad, playing defense and pounding the Warriors. The Warriors have to find a way to counter to get back to that beautiful, free-flowing style of basketball that most NBA fans love.
That's Tom Goldman, NPR sports correspondent. He's on the shores of Lake Erie right now. He will be in Cleveland tonight for the tip-off for Game 3 of the series. Lucky guy. Tom, thanks so much.
Great to talk to you, Robin.